than $2,000, I think, on a year on tuition and fees. That's as it should be. That's as it must be, particularly both in Urbana and Chicago, if we're going to be able to recruit and retain students from all income levels, so that your entry to the University of Illinois is not linked to the wealth of your family, but to the ingenuity and hard work that you bring as a student. That's the promise of a public university, and that's, I think, what this whole package is designed to achieve. And then one final comment as background to our work, and being conscious of the fact that I don't want to clean up all of the issues for my successor, but to create a rich and interesting life for Mike Hogan, we really do need to use the next year to do a careful study in three interrelated areas. One relates to tuition. And while we bring these tuition recommendations to you with great confidence, I am appalled, is the word that's coming out of my mouth. I may regret that a bit. Maybe that's a bit harsh. But I'm surprised at the proliferation in our tuition structure. I think we may now win the national award for having the most complicated tuition and fee structure of any public university in America. I think we now need to spend some time of careful study looking at the structure of our tuition programs and the rationale behind them. My guess is, for example, that the non-resident, U.S. non-resident fees may actually be higher now than the market and policy would suggest, because they were formulated at a time when the state support was relatively much larger than it is now. But there are both practical, philosophical, and policy questions that need to be looked at that probably haven't been looked at in a comprehensive way in quite some time. So, A, I think we need to look at our tuition structure, even as we bring some immediate recommendations for alteration of that for the coming year. Second, we need to look also at the financial aid side to make sure that all of the forms of financial aid, not just those provided by the University of Illinois, but our state MAP program, the federal Pell Grant program, our work study program, the President's Award program, and all other programs of student financial aid are being pulled together and packaged in such a way that they're serving the students and the interests of the faculty and the university in the most powerful way. And then finally, admissions. We have made modifications in the admissions program as a result of the issues that were raised some months ago. I think those have been resolved. I think those are behind us. But we committed at that time to come back and look at our admissions program to make sure that it's functioning in the way that we intended and that there were no unintended negative side effects as a result of those earlier actions. We're committed to do that under the leadership of Dr. Rao. But also, we need to look at all three of these areas in concert. That is to say, tuition structure, admissions, and financial aid in a single package. Ideally, we should be able to link admission decisions and financial aid decisions such that we're able to speak to a student in a comprehensive way up front and bring these two obviously interrelated decisions that families, students and families have to make together in a single package. I think we can probably do better on that front than we now have. obviously will not get all of these things done during the final days of my tenure, but I have had a chance to talk with all three chancellors. I've had extensive discussions with Dr. Rao and others, and I think this will be a constructive step forward that we can take over the next several months.
Don't start to slack off now.
You know, he just keeps snapping that whip. So thank you again. I guess I'll have an opportunity to say it again, but I said it to my colleagues this morning as we had our picture taken that I appreciate the tremendous support and help that I've received over the last 6 to 9 months. It's been a remarkable opportunity to come back to a place that I love and to recall how much I actually enjoyed this job the first time around, wondering why I actually wandered away from it for the last 15 years. And I'm beginning to remember some of the reasons actually that thank you very much.
We'll be back to honor Stan more formally towards the end of the meeting, but I can't tell you how much I appreciate those comments and yours as well, Roy. I think it's a great way to start the meeting, to focus the board on the real work, which is preserving the academic mission of the university. So we appreciate that. It gives us a lot of focus for the remainder of the day. I think, Ed, I don't know whether it might be possible. Should we go into your committee meeting? Just would that be appropriate
sure.
at this time?
Yeah.
Given where we've come from those comments, and we've seen the great vision that has been laid out in terms of our work, and maybe you could ground us in the reality of the limitations of our capacities. What's that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure we'll drown you in the reality, but we will certainly address.
I think we're going to circle back.
We'll circle back to other issues later.
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
Well, first of all, the Audit Finance Facilities Committee met on May 10th via video conference. All committee members were present, including myself, Trustee Strobel, Oliver, Montgomery, and Felix, and also Treasurer McKeever. We approved the minutes. We basically had three presentations to the committee, the Administrative Review and Restructuring Report from Craig Bazzani. Presentation of financial audit of the university ended June 30, 2009 by Pat Patterson, the controller, and also a report from University Auditor Julie Zimaitis on the third quarter. There were 16 items which the committee reviewed in the meeting, and those items were put forward to the full board for consideration and vote today. The committee adjourned, and today the committee would like to have three presentations on the agenda. First is a preliminary report on the administrative review and restructuring. Secondly, the recommendation on tuition that President Eikenberry talked about for academic year 2011, and then also financial performance update. So I believe the first item will be Craig Bazzani.
Craig? And Ed, in addition to you, James Montgomery is on the committee.
Right.
Can we go through that, Pam?
Yeah, it was myself, Pam Strobel, Lawrence Oliver, Jim Montgomery, and Derek Felix.
It appears as though you could probably carry a majority as we go to the full board for these recommendations.
We certainly want to yield to the board, though.
Fair enough.
Craig. Okay. Thank you, Trustee McMillan. Good morning. When we presented in January, we indicated at that point we'd try to get back no later than this month to give the board a status report. We're literally within a couple of weeks of finalizing what would essentially be an executive summary. The committee has been determined to produce something not longer than 25 pages initially. There are a lot of work products that will be made available at some future point, but we will try to get a report to the President and Chancellors within the next couple of weeks. Just to remind you, the President commissioned this working group in December. It's made up of 10 individuals. We are represented by all three provost office, two deans, several administrative colleagues, the University Senate's conference, so broad representation across the university. The charge that you will you see on the screen, just as a reminder, covers three different areas. And as we went into this, we assumed that cost would be the major focus for us. And while it is important, I would say we spent no less time looking at how to improve service along the way, as well as to try to clarify the organization. Some of you, if you look at our organization charts, would say this is a cobweb. Others might call it a hairball. And so the president has asked us to try to untangle as much as we can looking at this. And we will give you just the highlights today. As I indicated, the details will come out in a couple of weeks. I'm going to share the podium this morning with Vice President Ghosh, who's done an awful lot of pick and shovel work for us as part of the effort here. And so midway through, I'll ask Avijit to talk a little bit about the content. But these were the areas of focus. And to be sure that the public understands that the world did not start yesterday, our efforts to trim administrative sales did not begin yesterday. There have been significant ongoing efforts, certainly all through this past decade. I've listed several here so that the board is reminded about things that started back in the early 2000s with streamlining our information technology area, massive effort to put in place a new system that covers students and business and HR protocols. Administrative reductions dating back to 2004, resulting in nearly $40 million worth of cuts. I think the board's aware of significant efforts this past year to address significant problems in the energy area. And then just last year, the institution undertook another effort aimed at reducing administrative costs writ large by about $15 million. I want to conclude this slide by underscoring what I mentioned to the board in January, and that is you already have a fairly nimble organization. As complex as it is, as diverse as it is, as decentralized as it is, when we benchmark against our peers, certainly in Illinois, our statistics show us as the most efficient university in the state. And as we look at our Big Ten colleagues, for example, we're no worse off than seventh in terms of the administrative overhead that it takes to drive the university. So I think that's an important preamble for us to and a good jumping off point to remind the public that this is going to be a difficult task. We're not looking at low-hanging fruit here. It's going to take significant effort over a couple of years to achieve the kinds of things that we're talking about here. In terms of process mapping, this is essentially where we are, what you see at the top of the scale. The review and diagnosis took us a couple of months. We looked at five major consulting reports that have been done to the university in the last decade. I promised you that we would look in the rearview mirror first to make sure that good ideas handed to us in the past were moved back on the front burner. We had some two dozen presentations that were made or other reports that were reviewed. We were able to persuade two consulting firms to do some pro bono work for us to make sure that we were looking at key areas. And we obviously looked at other institutions that are undergoing essentially the same kind of work that we are, from California on that coast all the way to North Carolina. So I'd like to assure you that the work was comprehensive. We broke into seven different subgroups along the way and used a lot of what I would call content experts inside the university. We moved along to identify options, and you'll see those in the report. And then essentially we talk about a preliminary approach. It's really a blueprint. That's what we believe we will present, is a set of recommendations from which the president, the chancellors, and ultimately the board can select. The next steps will occur only if strong leadership leadership at the top is committed to, in a very decisive way, to select the options, select among the options we're providing, to engage in a planning exercise, and then finally to implement. But this gives you some idea of where we are along the way. The final report, as I've indicated, will present options. We will give you some avenues that will improve service delivery and to make some organizational changes. For example, at the Urbana campus, there are about 80 individuals that are part of our telecommunications service that do essentially construction-related activities. We've asked the chancellor to take a look at whether or not that unit couldn't be blended with the operations and maintenance division.